Continuing now today with our final shiur in Hilchos Tzitzis, we're ending off Simen Chav Dal Rav to Sif Hei. Kish Mestakel B'Tzitzis, when you're looking at the Tzitzis, Mestakel B'Shnei K'Tzitzis Shelefonav, Sheyesh Behem Asar K'Sharm. So you look at the two Tzitzis that are in front of you. As we pointed out, the Tzitzis has two in the front and two in the back. And when you look at these 10 knots, that's a remez l'havayos. A hint to the Havayos, as the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, it's a Kabbalah inyan. Havayos pirish l'sfiros, the 10 sefiros, Hashem kishurim v'achudim zebazeb, that are intertwined, the 10 spiritual energies. So we can talk about them, we have no idea what we're really saying, but the 10 sefiros are, according to one counting, there's different ways of counting them, according to one counting, it's chachma, bina, da'as, 3 intellectual faculties, and then you have 7 emotional, chesed, Givura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. These 3 intellectual and the 7 emotional correspond to the 10 Sephiros, and they all are united. Then continues the Mechaber, Vegam, Yesh, Behem, Tes, Zayin, Chutim, Vasar, Ksharm. So you have the 10, the 12, I can't do the math, the 16 strings and the 10 knots. Olech Havav, Kishem Havaya. Now that the 16 plus 10 equals the Shem Havaya Yudke Vavke, which is 26 as well. So there's lots of mystical connotations that if a person is associated with them, they'll make these types of connections. It depends how a person's wired. You know, there's a famous vort from Rav Dessler that there is a prohibition about hanging women's undergarments in public and drying. It's not tsinua. So if a person looks at that, that's going to lead their mind to inappropriate thoughts. But havdil, if a person's mind is sensitive towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to mitzvos, to ruchnius, to spirituality, the shechina, to the spheros, they're going to look at the tzitzis, it's going to make mental associations with these deeper concepts. Okay, up to vav. Gadol ognish mevatel mitzvos tzitzis. How great is the punishment for one who nullifies, doesn't keep the mitzvah of tzitzis? But all of them on him says, le'echoz bekanfos ha'aretz. Hazochir b'mitzvus tzitzis, and a person who is careful about the mitzvah tzitzis, zoyche v'roa p'nei shechin, will be merit seeing the shechin, the divine presence. Mishnah Berurah in Tess, hazochir b'mitzvus tzitzis, someone who's careful about this, mitzvah la'asoyis talis no'e v'tzitzis no'e. It's a mitzvah to have a nice talis, nice baggit, and to have nice tzitzis themselves. In the Dirshu, it points out, umisha Levushov noim kasher tasig yado, a person who wears nice clothes they can afford. The ilu taliso beluya kuro, but he wears a very shvacha tzitzis. Kosav kafa chayim b'shem hachlonim shikadole hi bushoso gnuso. How terrible big embarrassment that is for spending money on other things and not on the mitzvos. Continues now in the Mishnah Berurah. Who hadin kol mitzvos tzarech lasos in behidur. All the mitzvos we do, it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel. We do all mitzvos behidur. Behidur bechol mada efshe as much as possible. Shnevar zekei livan vehu hisnal lefon of bit mitzvos. You should do your mitzvos in a beautiful way. Avab also lirkom psukim shel Torah betalis. But there's a prohibition against embroidering psukim on the talis itself. Umikom mokom im kavar nirkam mutl levarech alav. If they're on it already, then one could make the brach on it. Va'af mapos ein morin heter lechatchila lirkam divrei Torah alav. We shouldn't put on the covers of the Torah. We shouldn't put a psukim on those as well. In the Dirshu number 9. Speaks out Hatana Isser, the reason why this is not allowed, cause of Beis Yosef, Peshem Shut Harambam, Shekemish Hatzitzis, Tashmishi Mitzvahi, the Ainbo Kedushas HaGuf, it's a use for this, but not itself inherently holy, like a Sefer Torah, like a Mezuzah or Tefillin, Yesh Lachush Shem Yikanes Imo Lebesa Kisei, Ulebesa Tevila, you're going to bring it into the mikveh, you're going to bring it into the bathroom, V'yavo Divrei Torah, Lidei Bizoyin, and it's going to be a disrespectful thing to have these psukim written on it as you're wearing your talis into the bathroom. Mitam Zekosav HaGoyim, Shlom Zalman, sorry, that's Rav Yashiv. She'ein lichto psukim b'moda'a b'iton or b'hazman l'simcha. You shouldn't put psukim into newspapers or into wedding invitations. Kedesh lo yavol lidei bizayim, because also, you know, if people throw them out afterwards, it's not going to end up in a good place. Mitam nosaf, an additional reason, kosa harambam, mishum de'oso lichto psukim min ha-Torah k'she'einim sefer shalom. You can't write standalone psukim. V'chein hevi mishnah brura l'kam, we'll see later on, this is coming up in Hilchos Sukkah. As the Shnei Ta'amim ha'el agabe iser k'sivas psuki l'noi sukkah agabe delas, they used to like a jack-o'-lantern or something like that. They used to carve things into the melons themselves. Chiyotze b'zeh, you can't do that because it's going to get decayed and it's going to not end up in a good place. V'roa mash shakosu l'kamon, like they're on l'gabe k'sivas psukim er l'tlosam b'pesach b'sa k'neses u'mash shakosam sham. So the post can point out that you could do it on things that we're not concerned about, like on the paroches, you could put psukim, or on the mantle of a sefer Torah, one could put psukim, but not to put it on. There are some who are against putting actual bracha on the talis. You know, I've seen like that on the Atara. They'll have it like embroidered in the actual bracha. Again, me'ikra din, it's okay, but some poskim are hesitant to endorse such a practice. Okay, Tov, now we will begin, Yirtz Hashem, Hilchos Tefillin, Simen Chaf Hei. So it says like this, says the Mechaber, Acher Shalavish Talis Mitzuyah. After you put on your talis that has the tzitzis on it, yaniach tefillin. The next thing you do is to put on your tefillin. So why does the talis come first? Shemalim b'kodesh, because we go upwards in levels of holiness. V'hamanichin kis ha-tefillin v'hatalis l'toch kis achas tzrichim li'zahir. If you're putting them both into the same bag, the same carrying case, you should be very careful. Shelo yanicho kis ha-tefillin l'mala. That you shouldn't put the tefillin on top. Why? What would happen if they were on top? Kidei shelo yifka. Bohem tichila, you're gonna reach your tefillin first. Yitzarach lahanicham, and if your hand touches the tefillin first, you have to put them on first, right? Kodem hatalos kadesh lo yavol hamitzvah, because you don't want to be ma'avial mitzvah. You don't want to, you know, have mitzvah come to the opportunity and you put it aside. Says the Ramah mihu, however, im tefillin mizumonim biyado. If you had the tefillin ready to go, ve'ein lo tzitzis, you don't have a talis right now, in this case, ein tzarech lahamtin al tzitzis. You don't have to wait until a tzitzis comes to you, ela manich tefillin. You put on the tefillin right away, v'chshmeviim talis, and then when the talis does come to you, me'atvo, and then you put it on and make the bracha at that point in time. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now, the beginning of the Simen, Sivkatan Aleph, right after Achash Shalavish, after you put it on. Afil im hatalis ein echayev elamid derabonin. Even if it's only a din derabonin, can go in sheula, it's a borrowed talis. Achash Shloshim Yom, after 30 days. Canal, as we said, simen dat yodalid. V'choki agavda, anything similar to this. Gam kein yesh lahakdim ul tefillin. You might have thought, since it's only a din derabonin, and the deraisa tefillin should come first. No, put on the derabonin talis before the deraisa tefillin. Beiz yaniach tefillin. Umisha ein yodam aseges liknos tzitzis tefillin. Let's say a person can't afford to do both. Now it's interesting, when I was preparing this, I was thinking to myself, there's a big price difference between buying a kosher pair of tzitzis and buying a kosher pair of tefillin, but okay, let's say you can't afford to get them both. You should spend the several hundred dollars to get the set of tefillin before you spend the lesser amount, the $10, whatever it is, to get a kosher talis. Kitzitzis urak mitzah im yesh lo talis shel arba knafos. Because that's if you have a four-quarter bag, and then you put the tzitzis on it. Tefillin hu choyva, but you have a chiv to put on the actual tefillin. Umisha eina manichin hu bichlal poishe Yisrael begufon. You're a sinner with your body, says the Gemara in Erevin, if you don't put on the tefillin. Chacham b'simin ulam zayin, we'll see later on. Vechol shekein, how much more so le'inyin liknos tefillin mehudarim v'talus nod tefillin kodmin l'chuli alma. So when you have enough to get a hidden mitzvah, you should buy nicer tefillin than a nicer talis. People don't realize that. People stumble. They never learned this Mishnah Berurah. They never did the Dirshu. They don't know. Umi she'ein yado maseges liknos tzitzis tefillin. If you can't afford both, ein mechuyev lachzor al psachim. You're not required to. You could, but you're not required to put yourself in a difficult situation of going around and collecting to get them. Kedei liknos in order to purchase them. Umi she'yado maseges, if you do, ach somich al mash shoyel me'achirim acher shiotzu behem kosabach de onsho godol. That's a very terrible thing. A person says, look, I could afford it, but I'm not going to. Why should I spend the money? I have my neighbor, the guy's an Erlich Yid, he davens Vasikin every morning. Okay, so then I'll put him on for my minion at 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, whatever it is. So the Bach speaks out very strongly against doing such a practice. Gimel, talking about the placement of the tefillin and the tzitzis. Shelo yifka, you shouldn't touch, you shouldn't really literally meet the tefillin first. Pirish, afil lo yechaz behem biyado, you're not holding on to it. Rak lefi hoshatos yado, you're sticking out your hand. Hey munachim lefon tzichila, by the way you place it, your hand's going to pass over them. Eima vina lehem v'tzarech lehak. Lahak diman, you have to do them kaidim. You have to put them on first. Vechose davke im roitzel aniach ata tefillin. This is if you want to put on the tefillin right now. Avol im adayin ein roitzel anicham rak laachers man. And are interested in putting on the tefillin right now? Then in this case, lo shayach bezeh im avir hamitzvus. It's only when you want to do the two mitzvahs and you're planning on doing them right now, then you do that one first when it comes to your hand. Good dalid. Beitztarich lehanicham, you'd have to put them on. Nearly poshet deim mispalel bebeso. You're davening at home. Veroitzel haniach talis tefillin. You want to put on your talis tefillin. Betoch cheder shlefon of munach tefillin. Betoch cheder achir munach talis. So you have your tefillin in one room and your talis in the other room. Tzarich lehaniach tefillin bereisha. Put on the tefillin first. Kadesh lo yavar al nitzus. Not to pass over the opportunity. Achir had tefillin muzonim lefon of tachila, because they're right there in front of you. You'd have to go in the other room to get your talis. The af shlonotul adayin had to fill in biyado. They're not really in your hand. The rai mehadayumel lamegimel medbeis begemora v'chi ayel heichal ayin sham. Okay, the rai to put them on first. Mishnah Berura sifkatin hey kodem hatalis im aver v'hanichem biyado v'notul hatalis. If you did this and you put on the talis anyway, shuv oslazov litul hatfillin. Then you can't stop that and now put on the tefillin. Vav ein lo tzitzis, you don't have right now. You're going to get them later, but you don't have right now. Safilu hu holech b'li dalek novus. Even if you're going without the four corner baggage, v'chol shekein lefi min hagenu lechol echad zohir b'talas katan. Our minig is that we were careful to wear to put on a talas katan to make sure we can get the mitzvah. You don't have to wait. Zain ein tzarech mipnei she'ein mashin al hamitzvah. So again, Rav Asher Weiss has a beautiful piece where he points out that these are conceptually different, but you don't delay doing the mitzvah. That's not the same thing as zrizim akdim in the mitzvah. Okay, the afal pi sheyesh loyma sheyase acher kach yosim in a mufchar later mitzvah b'shas chaviva. It's better to do it right now is the proper thing. V'chein b'tadr v'shein b'tadr dekayim alon the tadr kodim. When you have two mitzvahs and one you do more frequently than the other. So that's the rule of what's called Tadr She'ein HaTadr. You do the more frequently occurring mitzvah comes first. Im Ein HaTadr Lefonenu. But if it's not in front of you right now, Ein Tzarech Lahamtin. One's not required to wait. Now why is Tzitzis more Tadr? Because we put on the Talis every day. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed. Whereas Tefillin is an Os. So therefore we don't wear them on Shabbos. We don't wear them on Yom Tov. And different Hagimists will learn, Mirz Hashem, about whether one wears them on Yom Tov or not. But Al Koponim, according to everybody, certainly Tzitzis is the Tadr Mitzvah between the two.